The Vision of March 3rd. On the morning of March 3rd, at about 10 o'clock, Ellen White, on wakening, called her nurse, Mrs. Hungerford, to her side and began to tell of what took place in the night her last vision. W.C. White was quickly called, and he wrote down the statement made rather slowly by Ellen White. "There are books," she said, "that are of vital importance that are not looked at by our young people. They are neglected because they are not so interesting to them as some lighter reading." She touched on a number of points and among them said, "In the night season I was selecting and laying aside books that are of no advantage to the young. We should select for them books that will encourage them to sincerity of life, and lead them to the opening of the Word. I do not expect to live long. My work is nearly done. Tell our young people that I want my words to encourage them in that manner of life that will be most attractive to the heavenly intelligences, and that their influence upon others may be most ennobling." She expressed her confidence in her brethren in the cause, a theme often repeated as she faced the sunset of life. "I do not think I shall have more testimonies for our people. Our men of solid minds know what is good for the uplifting and upbuilding of the work. But with the love of God in their hearts, they need to go deeper and deeper into the study of the things of God." As she brought to the close this her last testimony for the church and especially its youth, she said, "I have no assurance that my life will last long, but I feel that I am accepted of the Lord. He knows how much I have suffered as I have witnessed the low standards of living adopted by so-called Christians. I have felt that it was imperative that the truth should be seen in my life, and that my testimony should go to the people. I want that you should do all you can to have my writings placed in the hands of the people in foreign lands. I am impressed that it is my special duty to say these things."